Dave, first of all, sum up your thoughts. 2-2 and a penalty right at the end. What's your take on it?
No, listen, we didn't play well. We've got to accept that, but we're in front. There's only 5 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go. We've got to see it through. We got caught the wrong side. It's not a penalty, but if we're the right side, then you make sure that you can't give them a reason to actually give it. But referee's closer, linesman's gives
closer.
It.
Closer.
Yeah, and closer, and he gives it. And it's a lazy one to give away or whatever you want to look at it. But we weren't playing well. You've got to accept that. Players have to accept that. But what we've got to do is just see it through, and we didn't do that.
The defending throughout the game was really kind of harum scarum at times today. Can you put your finger on why?
No, we didn't close down. I mean, we weren't closing down from the, in the midfield. We were getting caught. I mean, they were winning a lot of balls, knockdowns. We didn't get close enough, and then we were screaming at them to get close. And when we worked, we actually got our second goal because we did that. And we shut them down, but we looked a little bit lethargic and not at it. And one or two have to take a responsibility out there. If things aren't going well, then you just dig in. And just make sure that they don't get, an easy cross into the box or whatever. And we give the ball away too easy to give the corner away to begin with, which again just pop it in the corner, chase it down, and see out the game. But maybe naivety from one or two of the younger ones is, something that we have to learn, but we learn hard in this division.
Still proof that there is lots to work on then.
Yeah, there always has been. And listen, we need a little bit of help. We know that, but we just got to hang in there until we get that. We get them players in. We're trying to play certain way, but we hit the highs and we hit the lows. It's we haven't got a consistency there. Last week we kept the ball as well as what we can do, and QPR we did in the second half against Burnley, and then we come here and it's as if we didn't know each other. And you got why, but a lot of the time, even the first goal, I mean, we didn't shut the cross down. It's come across our 6 yard box. It's so we check him and we look at him, but I'm sure everybody will have lots of reasons why the ball wasn't stopped or got across. But until we see the video and we'll watch it through, that's the one thing it doesn't like.
Because the other side of it, I mean, 10 minutes into the second half, you were leading 2-1. You probably had four or five good chances to put them away. I mean, that must be a frustration as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, even getting, I mean, even the one that Stevie drops, Stevie Bywater drops, he's clattered his own play. We haven't hit him. He's hit his own play and he drops it and we stick it in the net. For some reason, the referee deems that to be a foul against their keeper, and I just don't understand it. So we just got to just keep digging in, keep going, wait till we get a little bit of help, and then just keep digging in. That's all we can do at the moment. But as I said, the players are better than what they showed today, because we've proved it in the other games, and we've just got to get to this place and maybe get out of that fear factor a little bit. One or two just looked a little bit tentative in what they were trying to do, but you've got to be able to come and play here. It's a big stadium with lots of fans in, and they've not to be frightened of doing that.
Do you think that there are too many that are?
I think at the moment, I think if they make a mistake, they're a little bit wary, because it's a natural instinct from anybody. But the fans are still going to keep coming back, so you've got to work your way through it. But basically, nobody really played well today. It was everybody seems to be having the off game, but just dig in. You got your nose in front. We give a stupid goal away. We got our noses back in front. See it out, and then just win ugly. That's what we've got to do. Just win it ugly. But shutting down crosses. It's as if for both teams. I should imagine their managers. Everybody just seen one of them days where nothing seems to be. Players just didn't want to get, that extra yard. And suddenly when you're screaming at them that they've done it, and we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to be screaming at them all the time. We have to take a responsibility out there.
Lewis Buxton, what happened to him? Obviously, he went off the chain.
Tight hamstring. And the one thing with Louis, that is always the possibility when you've been out a long time. But hopefully we've got him off, and fingers crossed he should be okay.
So I suppose the $64,000 question is, if you're needing those reinforcements, are they imminent now? I mean, what can you do in this short space of time?
Well, we have to dig in. We can't do anything at the moment, so we dig in. And the thing is, with the players that are here, that they've got their opportunity. So let's not kid ourselves. They still have an opportunity to stake their claim. And then if I have to bring players in, then you know there's no knocking on my door and saying, "Why are you not playing?" It's this is their opportunity. One or two need to take that. One or two aren't playing as well as what they should be. One or two need to just put a bit more. It's not effort. It's just maybe a bit more concentration, and then the effort will automatically seem that it's, you know, nobody means to go out on the pitch and not do well. But maybe we just switch off, like for the penalty. You know, we've just got caught the wrong side, and they're the things that you know, we need to brush up on. But they're the things that you have to go through sometimes to learn.
Just finally, with as regards ins and outs and stuff, are you looking at getting some of the more senior players out, if you like, on loan as well, rather than just what has been an assumption that it's going to be some of the younger kids to go?
No. We need to move some of the senior players out, the ones who are on bigger money, so we can bring players in of the same wage thing. We can't. That's not else I can do. But if people are still waiting to find out what they're doing, I mean, I think it's this week that they have to name the 25 for the Premiership, and then we'll know players that we've been tagged if they are going to be available.